generally when it gets this time, I try to really, really rush because I don't want to wear nobody's patience. But my thought today is on patience. And so it's going to be really hard for me to rush something that I'm supposed to be patient with. So y'all pray for us. I'm going to take a reading lesson out of the book of James and the fifth chapter and the seventh verse. Now, I want to tell you right now, I know this is talking about when the Lord comes. But I believe also we can use it when he comes by. So he says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draw nigh. Grudge not one against one another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth at before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example, suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." And that's reading to the 11th verse there. And y'all pray for us today that we'd slow down and show a little patience. And it says in the 7th verse is where we want to try to base our thought out, or all what we read there. It talked about the patience of Job. We know tribulation worketh patience. And that's why Job had so much patience, because all the things he went through. But listen, he said, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit." And I put out grapevines. Me and Brother Barry both did. I guess it's been about three. I'm in the second year right now, and I think it's 3 years before you get any fruit from them. I think right now I've got some little ones out there, but I don't believe they're going to go ahead and make grapes. But you've got to be patient. And there was something mentioned a couple of weeks ago. I heard on the radio about 3 weeks ago, and I've had it on my heart ever since. I've listened to that King of Kings, and I don't ever listen to the radio, but I was on that tractor, and there was a man talked about the Chinese bamboo tree, and he called in, and he talked about that, and I'd never heard of that, and I got to thinking about that, and I got to doing some research on that Chinese bamboo tree, and I got to think about us waiting on the Lord, and that's got on my heart a whole lot this week. And I know I understand he's talking about the coming of the Lord here, but listen to me. He comes by and he visits with us and he makes himself manifest. I know he dwells in us that are saved. I know he's here. I know he's here in this local independent body as the comforter. I understand that. I believe that. But listen, there's a time when he really shows himself manifest. And being patient and waiting for that. Boy, I don't know about y'all, but if y'all hadn't noticed, I'm not real good at that. I'll preach, it seems like I just, I try. I just, the Lord will let me know what I need to do, and I come and I give all I got. I'll try to, and then I expect instant results. I just expect something to happen right then. Sometimes it's a night afterwards, home in bed. Sometimes it may be a week later. It might be a year later. It might be 2 years. It may be 3 years as the husband waits for the fruit. But listen, it could be years later. But this Chinese bamboo tree, and I've never heard of that, and y'all may have, but you plant this thing or you put it in the ground, it's nothing. You don't even see nothing. When they put it in the ground, they water it daily. They fertilize it daily, and there ain't even nothing there. It's like looking at this floor. They do this for 5 years.
over and over and over daily. They go out there, these farmers that raise this, they go out there and they water it and they fertilize it. It ain't even nothing there. And 5 years later, it pops up out of the ground one day. And then within 6 weeks, this tree grows 90 foot tall. And I found that hard to believe. So I got to researching it over and over. It tells you this. He can grow as much as 4 foot in one day. And I thought about the blessings. If we'll just wait on God and be patient, He'll bring forth the fruit. Listen to me. It's hard to do sometimes. It's hard to be patient. It's really hard for me. I used to, everywhere I'd go, I'd say, y'all pray for me that I might have patience. But listen, I found out then I read Romans chapter 5 how tribulation worked to patience. And then I quit asking that. But I still need patience. Even if it brings trouble, I still need it. Listen, we need patience. We need to realize that God will come through, and we ask Him, and we need to wait on the Lord, and sometimes that's hard to do. I want to take this for a text, and here in a minute I'll get in where my thought was. Over in Galatians in the 6th chapter and 9th verse, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Listen, we reap. So don't get weary in planting the seeds. Paul said, I have planted Apollos in water, but God will give the increase. But listen to me, we've got a work to do. Yes, that seed, we have put it in the ground. You say, they've heard the gospel. Yes, they have. But listen to me, I don't know how long. The rain may have to come early and in the latter season for it to bring forth fruit. But listen, if we plant the seed and we continue to water it, someday God will bring the increase. We just got to wait on the Lord. But I thought about these men and women, farmers over there, what it's got to be like for them. They go out there and they put that seed in the ground. I put my watermelons in the seed, in the ground, and some of them didn't come up. And some of them, they should have done been rotted and gone. But later on, 2 or 3 weeks later, they come up. Some come up. I done give up on them. I done planted some more right beside them and others. Listen, when it comes to God, we don't give up. But I thought about them. They'll go out there and plant that, and daily or weekly or whatever, how they had to do it on a regular basis. The way I understand, they go out there and put water and fertilize, and it ain't nothing there. But then I thought about, they looked over at their neighbor, and it was their 5th year. And there's the bamboo tree, just busting up out of the ground. And you know that they was excited for their neighbor, but yet they was thinking, Lord, you know, when's mine going to come up? You know, my family, when's it going to be my family? You know, here I am. And then the next year, they go out yonder, and they're still watering, they're still fertilizing. The one down the road, and they see them busting up out of the ground. They can see them almost growing as they stand there. They're saying, why not? And now the husband's no doubt telling the wife, next year, or maybe the next year, it's coming our way. Listen, maybe the next day, maybe the wife telling the husband, our time's coming. Listen, I want you to realize, Hilltop Church, our time's coming. A revival is coming here. I believe it in all my heart. I believe, and we're going to come in here one of these days and it's going to burst wide open. I don't know when. It may be a year. It may be 2 years. But we got to keep it going. We got to keep planting. We got to keep watering. We got to keep fertilizing. We can't quit. And I tell you what, if we'll hang on and believe, one of these days we're going to come in here and He's going to show up. And I want to tell you, we're going to see a tear down. I believe that in all my heart. But no doubt they got discouraged. They get discouraged. They're still over there farming those things today. You know it's got to be getting discouraging. They'll go 5 years, you ain't seeing nothing. But boy, when you do, you're talking about a sudden burst. have they not seen a sudden burst over at Friendship this past week? I want you to realize, honey, you're talking about a blessing when they go out there every day and that tree's done grow. It's done grow. And I thought, well, surely it's just weak as water. It's something grow that fast. But all I understand is strong as steel. You can eat the thing. I don't reckon there's nothing you can't do with it. Honey, it ain't nothing you can't do with the Spirit of God when it shows up. It ain't nothing no stronger than the Spirit of God. And it ain't nothing no weaker than somebody trying to manifest it. I want you to know that it'd been easy to get out yonder about the second or third year and think, boy, I'm going to help it a little bit. Yeah. Trying to start faking something off her. Now, come on up here. Come on up here. Listen to me. We can't manifest it. Amen. We can't make it happen. Right. All we can do is wait on it. But if we'll believe and wait on it, He will make it happen. And I got to thinking about, these is the scriptures I want to try to preach on. Y'all pray for us. I've heard them preached on before. I've preached on part of these over and over and over and over, but never had seen all of it. Tell your wife. Listen, in the 5th chapter of Mark, like I said, it's no doubt those fellers and them farmers of those trees over there, they're happy for their neighbors. When they see their neighbors' trees are growing, and they're sitting there still waiting on theirs. But listen, there's something about us that we can't help it. We want to see ours, don't we? I'm going to just tell you right now, you can just dislike me if you want to over it. I want to see yours saved, but I want to see mine saved too. I want to see your trees bust up out of the ground, but I want to see mine too. Listen to me. We can't help that. I'm tickled to death at revivals I've been hearing about. I'm so happy about that. No matter making how it went for them, I'm tickled for them. But honey, I want to see ours get saved too. And when you see them busting up out of the ground, you can't. It was good news, brother. I love it. I know you tickled, but I want to see some in my family too. We can't help that. That's just our nature. We can't help it. But listen, we got to wait on the Lord. We're going to start reading a little earlier than what we normally do with a woman with issue of blood. In the 21st verse, it says, when Jesus was passed over again into the ship and to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And there, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter, which was 12 years old, lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and she live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things and many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard Jesus came and passed by and touched his garment, and for she said, if I may touch but thy clothes, I shall be whole. And straightforward the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, and turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? You touched my clothes. And the disciple said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about and see her that he had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace. go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now listen, first I want to look at this man. He come to Jesus and he said, my daughter, my young daughter, and if you go on, go and read it in a little bit, I will find she was 12 years old and is at the point of death. And he said, I'll come and heal her. And then it said, he went with him. He left, and Jesus went with him. I want you to realize today, he is with us, Hilltop Church. He is with us here. But when we find there was a woman that had an issue of blood, and people coming about, just throwing him all around him, get around. She had went years. She had been waiting to be healed. This had went on, and she spent everything she had. I want you to realize, it had come her time. Then Jesus passed by, and then she touched him and made whole. I want you to realize, I don't doubt this man who had this sick daughter. I begin to think, I'm tickled for this woman. He had to be happy. But Lord, what about mine? When everybody else was getting around there, you're supposed to be going with me. You're supposed to be headed to my house. What are we doing here? Listen to me. That's the way we are. We can't help it. No doubt he was happy for the woman. And no doubt for others that might have been healed along the way. That the trees had popped up and begin to grow. They finally brought forth fruit. That woman went off for years. It says it's been all she had. It finally become her time. Listen to me. It's going to come her time. We've been in meeting for a while. I'm talking about true revival where people can't stand it no more. I'm talking about where they start popping up left and right. Just like them trees popping up left and right, just like popcorn, getting saved by God's grace. I want you to listen. That man, it had to bother him. I've heard some of y'all talk about it. When your children was lost, you see others getting saved, and you're just like, we can't help it, brother and sister. It's just like, well, why ain't mine getting saved? Why ain't mine? You know, they're... That got saved. And listen, Lord, I prayed. He went and got him. He went and got him. Fell down to his feet. How won't you realize if we'll get him and keep him with us, honey, sooner or later, he'll make himself manifest. And I want you to realize that we got to be patient and wait on him to bring forth the fruit. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't, but I believe it's coming. And I want you to realize, now we're going to go ahead and we'll read to you just a little more of this. And then we'll try to find my glasses. What did I do with my glasses? My shirt pocket, there they are. They ain't on my head. All right. And while Jesus yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a certain which said, thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Amen. He had come. He got him. He fell down at his feet. He trusted that he was able to do it. They get moving and going along. Here come all these people, woman, issue blood, he's healing people. People are getting saved, and this man's standing here and he's saying, I'm trying to be patient, Lord. I'm trying to wait. I'm trying to wait, Lord. And then they come. Jesus got through telling this woman, go, you be made whole. Why he's made. Here comes a certain one from the synagogue, from the ruler's house, and says, don't trouble him anymore. Your daughter's dead. It's too late. He waited too long. Listen to me. It's never too late with Jesus. There's time. We don't give up. They're going to pop up one of these days. I believe it. If I didn't believe it, I'd quit. And I ain't quit yet. And when I quit, they'll put me in the ground. That's when I'll quit. I want to hear about them being saved. As a matter of fact, I don't want to just hear about it. I want to see it. And I believe if we'll hang on long enough, we'll see the salvation of the Lord. And as soon as Jesus heard the word, that he heard the word that what was spoken from the certain one, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult of them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come, he saith to them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. They mocked the true messenger of God. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother. Listen, he's going to come in here with us one of these days. I believe in all my heart. He's going to come in here with this church and us, and he's going to do something. Listen, they tell the father and the mother, the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was laying, and he took the damsel by the hand. He said unto her, tell Atha Sama, which is to be interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And commanded that something should be given her to eat. Listen to me. One of these days, we're going to see him pop up. I don't know if it'll be a year, 3 years like it is with the grapes and the husband waiting for the fruit, or it'll be 5 years. I don't know. But I know this. We can't rush it. I know this. We've got to wait on God. And I know this. If we'll believe, he's coming. Wait patiently on the coming of the Lord. Because listen, brothers and sisters, he's coming and salvation is coming to our house. So when you see him popping up everywhere else, we can't wait till hers does. But know this, he's never left us nor forsaken us. It's going to come. Be patient. Have the patience of Job. Wait on the Lord and believe. Do you believe? That's our problem today. You want to know the truth? That's it. We come and you say, well, I don't see how they said none of that kind of preaching. He just preaches his heart out. He gives always God. The church testifies. They pray and sing. I don't see how they do it anymore. I just don't understand it. And then you go through that Sunday, and the next Sunday you come back and you're expecting the same thing. And if we ain't careful, there's a certain one to come by and he'll say, you might just forget about it. They're dead and their sins ain't. Jesus is busy over yonder. You might just quit. Just forget about it. That certain one will come by. Then we come just kind of, well, maybe something good will happen today. Is that believing? When they put that in the ground, they've got to believe 5 years later that thing's going to come out of the ground. And then 6 weeks, it's going to grow 90 foot, and they're going to have something to harvest. Week after week, month after month, day after day, watering and fertilizing and nothing. The husband has to be patient, waiting on the fruit for the early and the latter rain. In due time, he'll bring forth his fruit. You say, well, Brother Jeff, we may not have 5 years. I ain't saying we do. That's the reason I come here and give everything I got every Sunday. Amen. But I'm saying this, I can't get down there and dig that thing up and make it grow no faster. I can expose it, I can do whatever I want to, but it won't grow until it's time. Y'all may not got much out of this, but for about 3 or 4 weeks, this has worn me out. And finally, with patience, he said, you can preach on it. And I'm thankful to get to preach on it. Because now it's off of me, and it's on you. Let's wait on the Lord, but do all you can do, and then stand. So let's do all we can do. Let's water. Let's fertilize. Let's keep planting seed. And you wait and see. He'll bring forth the increase. Whew. I still managed to do it quicker than I thought I would be all day. Be patient. Martha said, Lord, if you'd cometh, my brother would live. What's that song you like so much, Teresa? Jesus, here comes Jesus, right on time. Amen. He's never been late yet. They'll pop up. Amen. You just keep believing. You keep coming. Our time's coming. I've heard Brother James and Helen talk about that before. You know, Pa, our time's coming. Listen. Her time's coming, church. Her time's coming. Matter of fact, we've seen some of it. Hers has just popped up a little slower than some of the others have. But listen, I still believe we're going to come in here one of these days and they're going to bust the ground wide open. Don't get me wrong, I'm still tickled for the rest of them. I'm so tickled for making, and I'm sure them farmers over there, when they're standing there seeing their neighbor's trees grow, they're saying, Mama, her time's coming. Hers is coming. They're going to come up. And listen, I'm tickled for them. And I'm sure that man was tickled for the woman that went years and spent all she had. How could you not be tickled? Here this woman been made whole. She's broke. She ain't got nothing left. All she's got left is Jesus. When we get to where we all we got's left is Jesus, we'll get there. Lost friend, that's where you're going to have to get. When you ain't got nothing else left but Jesus, that's when you'll get there. That's all she had left. And when she went to him, she got it. And then that man was standing there and he said, you know, boy, if I get her my daughter, I know he's got the ability to do it because I've heard of this woman. You know, listen to me. It's coming. It's going to happen. I believe it.